I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. White collar and blue collar, move over. Green is the new thing. During his campaign, President-elect Barack Obama promised to invest $150 billion over 10 years to create 5 million new green-collar jobs. As president-elect, he's announced a plan for an emergency stimulus package that would include funds to develop environmentally friendly technologies. The goal is simple enough: reduce waste and pollution while creating a new economy. But how much of this plan is possible in the near future, and where will these jobs be located, and who will get them? For answers, we turn to Van Jones. He is the author of The Green Collar Economy: How One Solution Can Fix Our Two Biggest Problems. Nice to have you on the show. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with this. What is a green collar job, and where can I find one if I need one?
Well, a green collar job is really a blue collar job that's been upgraded to better respect the environment. So you want to think about not the PhDs, but the PhDs, you know, the skilled laborers, the people who are putting up those solar panels, people who are manufacturing wind turbines, weatherizing and retrofitting buildings so they don't leak so much energy, people who are involved in water conservation, urban gardening, all of the hard and skilled and smart work that is required to help beat global warming. The good thing about a green collar job is everything that is good for the environment, that's good for energy independence, that's good for the fight against global warming, is a job. Solar panels don't put themselves up. And so the same things that can be used to beat global warming can also be used to power our way through the recession.
So green jobs would include things that require brain power as well as brawn power.
Exactly. You're talking about restoring the dignity of work, of skilled labor. We built this country with smart, skilled workers, and then we sent all those old blue-collar jobs overseas. Well, the good thing about a lot of these green-collar jobs is that many of them cannot be outsourced. If you're going to put up a solar panel or if you're going to weatherize a house, you can't send that building over to China or to Asia and have them do it on the cheap, bring that building back over here. Wind turbines are so heavy. They have 8,000 finely machined parts. Wind towers are 20 tons of steel. So it's better to make them close to where they're going to be put up, say in our plain states. So you could put Detroit back to work. You're talking about a bailout. You could put Detroit back to work, not making SUVs that would destroy the world, but making wind turbines and solar panels that would help save the world, bail out the people and the planet.
Now, whenever new technologies are created, there are always shadow sides that are discovered along the way. What are some of the potential pitfalls, if there are any, of green jobs and technologies?
Well, you know, there are some concerns that, you know, solar panels, the way that they're made right now, the technology that we have right now, does produce some toxins. Wind turbines, for instance, we've got the right speed, so they don't kill as many birds. They do, though, unfortunately, kill an awful lot of bats. There's nothing that's perfect, but the question is, are those trade-offs worth it? If we keep trying to drill and burn our way out of our energy problems, our world scientists tell us we're going to cook the whole planet, and then we won't have birds or bats or anything else. So I think the most important thing we can do right now is to continue to try to invent and invest our way out by following up on the president-elect's green-collar jobs and energy independence agenda.
Are you suggesting there will be some energy-related collateral damage, if I can put it that way?
Well, there are always trade-offs, but I will say this. There are many more jobs that are available. For instance, there's something that came out called the Green Recovery Report from the Center for American Progress, where I am a senior fellow. And that report shows that for $100 billion of investment, you could create 2 million jobs in the United States in the next 2 years. Now, we're talking about 20 years from now. We're not talking about some space-age fantasy. We mean in the next 2 years, you could create 2 million jobs, weatherizing buildings, retrofitting buildings, deploying existing technologies like caulk guns, as well as solar panels to help us conserve energy and at the same time set us up to go from being the world leader in environmental pollution to being the world leader in environmental solutions as a country.
Let me follow up that point with this. Just after the election, We saw some infighting among Democrats in Congress. Representative Henry Waxman of California, for example, challenged Representative John Dingell of Michigan for chairmanship of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Waxman won that battle, and he is reportedly more eco-minded than Dingell. Does this signal, in your mind, a change happening on Capitol Hill when it comes to environmental issues?
I think it signals Capitol Hill finally catching up to the rest of the country. If you look at the polling data, Americans are very, very committed to a clean energy future, to energy independence. Riding the bucking bronco of gas prices creates a lot of uncertainty. Even when prices are down, you don't know how long they're going to be down. Americans want energy independence. Unfortunately, we've allowed Detroit, which is really the heart of our industrial capacity, to stay wed to a very outdated set of strategies. And now we have an opportunity. I think if we move forward, we can put this country back to work building the energy infrastructure to harness our clean energy power centers and connect them to our population centers. We have a Saudi Arabia of wind in this country. We should never forget that in our plain states. We have a Saudi Arabia of solar in this country, in the Sun Belt. Our challenge is just to build all the things that we need to build to connect those clean energy power centers to our population centers and begin to lead the world again in clean energy.
Here's my final question for you, and I have less than a minute for you to respond. The president-elect's vision for a green economy, his stimulus package plans to include funds for new environmental technologies. Do you have any sense of what the details of that are going to look like?
Well, my hope is that he will, set standards and let technologists figure out the technology. But I think that there is a strong interest in smart biofuels, advanced geothermal, certainly advanced solar. And the good thing is that, low-income people and people of color who maybe did not have good opportunities in the pollution-based economy will have many more opportunities in this economy.
That's an interesting point. Van, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Van Jones is the author of The Green Collar Economy, How One Solution Can Fix Our Two Biggest Problems.